Hi, welcome back to Gals, and we're here with a very special guest, Crystal Tooney.
Welcome!
Thanks.
So I want to first explain that her last name is spelled T-H-U-N-E. How would you pronounce it?
Thune.
I'd pronounce it Thune.
Yeah.
And we've all been doing that, and I'm glad you clarified that it's Tooney.
You know, my nickname in college was Thune or Thun or Tune or Tunes because it's a hard one to get right. You know,
the
H really throws people
Does
off.
Does everyone mess it up here?
Oh, everyone.
Okay, yeah. So, but it's Crystal Tooney. I hope we're clarifying that. And we brought her on to Gals because this girl's awesome.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, so she just joined Microsoft less than a year ago, but right when you joined, everyone was like, have you heard of Crystal? Have you heard of Crystal? Have you worked with Crystal? It's Crystal, Crystal. Your name was being thrown around all over the place. But I know that your background is in video production and producing.
Yeah.
So tell us where you came from first, and then we'll ask how you got here.
All right. So I went to Syracuse, first of all, in college, and I didn't really know what I wanted to be when I grew up. I was just kind of like, yeah, I'm going to play soccer, and it's going to be awesome in college. And so I did that. And I had some injuries, and I was in the training room a lot, and I was like, you know, at any one point in time, when you're on a field or on a court, it's more than just that game, right? Like, it's not just about the next basket or the stat lines or the next goal, right? Like, every single person who's on the field or on the court at that time has their own story. So it got me interested in journalism, which led me into production. And so I kicked off my career with an internship at ESPN.
Oh.
And because it went with the sports theme, I'm a big sports person. And then it went from there to NBC, to Golf Channel. It was all very much sports related and production oriented. Production and then programming. So it was like stacking production. Like you have all of the shows or all of the episodes in a series, like how do you stack it and how do you compete against other stations? Mm-hmm. At that time, it was all mostly television, but then I started doing some digital work as well. So it's like, at any one time online, like all these videos are competing for the same eyeballs. Like how do you maximize the number of eyeballs on your video?
Yeah.
So got into some of the strategy behind it, and then I ended up coming to Microsoft a couple years after that.
Wow. So, the degree you got in college was?
Communications, broadcast journalism, and psychology.
When did you decide? Like, what year?
You know, I decided as a sophomore.
Okay.
I was just taking classes. I was really interested in social psychology, actually, and health psychology, like how the brain works and how you function as a human. I thought that was all really fascinating.
Nice.
Loved reading about it and like taking tests on it. So I was like, okay, this can work out. But I was really focused on soccer, and I had a number of injuries in college, like I was saying, the training room situation.
Yeah.
So I definitely was thinking about like health and how you can, I don't know, how you can be mentally healthy while your body's like physically unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely helped me get through college anyway.
Yeah.
And then I ended up getting my master's in communications and broadcast journalism. Yeah.
Okay.
Fifth year of eligibility. So I was kind of one of those lucky people who got to go 5 years at the same school and earn two degrees.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly.
So then the internship we just applied for online, did you know somebody?
The internship's a cool story.
Yeah.
So I had asked my professor, I was in my sports on television class.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked my professor, I was like, ESPN's coming, like, I really want to get an internship there. They had this whole lecture hall booked out, and I was like, you know, I need to leave class so I can get a seat because I know it's going to be packed. And my professor's like, you're not leaving class early, sorry. And I was like, no, like, this is like ESPN, like, I really want to be there in the front row so I can, like, I can get an internship or a chance or meet them, you know?
Uh-huh.
So he's like, can't do it. Like, you need to be in class. So I was like,
lame.
Right?
Yeah,
like,
seriously, it's a career opportunity.
It's a career opportunity.
That's really weird for them to be so resistive. Okay.
So anyway, it doesn't let me go, right? Like, he's just like, not happening. Fine. So I like bolt right after classes and right after class ends, and I get to the lecture hall. I'm like the last one in. I happen to be wearing a Sean Taylor jersey. I'm from Washington, D.C. area, Northern Virginia.
And who is he?
Sean Taylor was like my favorite Redskin of all time.
That's hockey, right? Football. Baseball.
Football.
One of those.
Yeah, you got it. You're a huge sports fan, you know?
No, I'm not. I know a few.
You can tell.
Yeah. It's a sports player.
Yeah.
It's a sports guy.
It's a sports guy.
Okay, cool.
But one of the best safeties ever to play in the game, for
sure. And a safety does
He does catch the ball, you know, when the quarterback throws it to the wrong team, he intercepts
Okay, yes, now I know. Richard Sherman, is that a safety?
Cornerback. Close. Close.
Man, what's wrong with me?
Close.
I live in Seattle. I should know better. All right, go on.
Yeah.
Okay, so
you
do,
but you're on the you're on the right side of the ball. You know, like you got that it was defense.
Yeah, I got that right.
Yeah. So I happen to be wearing a Sean Taylor jersey. I like bolt into this lecture hall. They're finishing up, right? They're doing some Q&A. They ask a question, like, I forget what the question was. I should remember, but it's been so many years now. It's been like since 2008, so it seems like forever. They ask a question, and I like raise my hand. I'm in the very back, and they call on me. They're like, "Girl in the Sean Taylor jersey,"
nice.
And then I answered it correctly, and they were like, "All right, come down and see us afterwards."
What?
So I went down afterwards, and they asked for my email address, and then we exchanged some emails, and then they were like, "We'd like you." I was saying how I was interested in getting an internship, and how. Like, I just kept communicating with them, kept on them. And they're like, "Hey, we have some internship opportunities opening up in programming. Would you be interested?" And I was like, "Yes." So I stacked my schedule for the spring semester. So I spent half the week at I ended up getting the internship. I went through a series of interviews, got the internship. I always would spend my week, half the week on campus at Syracuse doing like all my comm law classes. And then the other one was just, 3 days a week, ESPN, like living the dream.
Nice.
That was the best
all
internship experience.
Answering one right question. You know all that interviewing stuff. It all came down to that one question.
It did. Or maybe
was
the Sean Taylor
question?
Jersey.
Or, yeah, the Sean Taylor.
It was a sports question. They asked, it was a recent announcement. Actually, I remember the ESPN had just done a deal with the SEC, and they were asking about some of the details on that deal that was just signed. They were asking, and I knew, because there were like, you know, journalism majors in there, there were comm majors, there were PR majors, marketing majors, and they were asking if anyone had read about the deal and some of the specifics. And I was like, "I know!
Wow,
pick
that's
me.
Awesome!"
Yeah.
So then that led to ESPN, and then what happened after that one?
So after ESPN...
Was it a paid internship?
It was a paid internship,
cool.
And this was like 2009, so it was like during the economy was down, so it was hard to get a job, hard to get an internship, but like the fact that they paid, a lot of my friends were working for free at that time just to get something on the resume, and then I ended up doing some internships for free. I interned at NBC after that in Washington, D.C. that summer,
and that was all free.
It was all sports related,
okay,
for sure. My passion, my background was all sports, so I was like, anything sports, I will wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and I will be there to like edit or like to log video or whatever you need me to do,
cool.
you know, time codes, whatever it was at the time. So from ESPN it was to NBC, and then I had, I graduated, so that summer I had to finish credits for my grad program, so that was the NBC internship, and then after that, I went sailing for a while. My grandmother, who I was really close with, had Parkinson's disease.
Oh.
And I went sailing and started writing some poems. We had written and corresponded on some poems in the past, but we hadn't really done anything with what we were doing. So I went sailing with some family friends, and I was like taking a break because I went 5 years at school, and I was just like, I just need a little bit of time. And it occurred to me that this was like something I really wanted to do, like pursue this work that we had started. So I wrote some poems while I was sailing, and then my grandmother and I ended up, when I got back from the trip, we just started putting all of our poems together. And she couldn't type because she had Parkinson's, right? She would try to type up some of the poems that she had, but you know, inevitably it'd be like five slash marks in the middle of a word because her hands were no longer really effective with the keyboard. And my grandmother was like Xerox lady, like she was on Facebook. You know, my grandmother was like one of those ladies who was just always on the up. She knew what Harry Potter was before I knew what Harry Potter was, you know, like she just was like always in it. And it was like really hard to see how badly she wanted to correspond on this project without being able to type. So we got together in person, and I typed up her poems, and we just, like, she would go through my poems and make them much better than what I had thought of, you know, like, because she was brilliant, and she was super creative, and so we corresponded on that project, and we ended up publishing a book.
Wow.
At the end of all of it, it was like, we went through and self-published.
What's it called?
It's so funny. Do you want to know what it's called?
Of course. I can go read it.
So before, you've heard of the term YOLO now, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This was 2009, 2010. We published a book called YOLO.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was for You Only Live Once.
Totally.
Get out of here.
When we were writing it, people were like, YOLO? No. What are you saying? You know?
So and that's your word.
And I think Drake stole it from me.
Drake stole it from me. I mean, since
YOLO.
You published a book called YOLO, like, I feel like you could get the trademark and have him pay for it. For all the songs and all the money.
Should we pursue it?
We should do it.
That'll be the next
quitting our jobs tomorrow.
Side project.
Focusing on that. That's crazy. How many poems are in that book?
I should know that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear a poem from it?
Sure.
I know some of them. I've got some of them memorized.
Awesome.
All right, so one of my favorite ones. I wish I knew my grandmother's. I would love to recite one of hers, but I don't know hers by heart. They're so much better than mine. But one of the ones that I think is like fun and gets people rallied is called Normal Fools.
Okay.
It goes like this. Have you ever sat back and just asked why? We do what we do just to pass time by. Tedious tasks and routine behavior. Hold your horses. Do me a favor. Following the rules is so cliche. All your talents will fade away. You worked so hard to get straight A's. Why does that matter anyways? Whoop-de-doo, you're good at school. Maybe you're even athletic and cool. But you're just like all the normal fools who kept low-key by following the rules. One day, you'll be old and jaded. You'll wonder why your passion's faded. You should have stepped out of bounds. You had the opportunity to pounce. At that time, you had it in you. But following the rules was all you knew. Thank your parents, teachers, well, any adult. Let them know it's entirely their fault. For if only once you had broken a rule, today you wouldn't be just a normal fool.
I love it. I love it. I'm so impressed you memorized that.
That was pretty impressive.
So a lot of these weren't actually written down. My grandmother with the correspondence, some of what she was doing was typing up what I had told her on the phone, like, oh, I thought of a new poem. Uh-huh. And then I would tell her about it. And she would start typing it and then emailing. Mm-hmm. She would email it to me because she wanted it written down. And I wasn't being very diligent about writing everything down at that time, because I was, you know, sailing, kind of living like a little bit of a gypsy, you know, so I wasn't exactly sitting there on my computer all the time, but she would definitely try to type them up, and it was kind of heartbreaking for me to see. So a lot of the poems that are in that book were just like memories, or I thought of them before I ever wrote them down.
Wow, that's really impressive. So you're a published author.
I am.
Is that on your resume?
It's not.
You should put that on your resume.
Should it be on my resume?
That's a cool talking point, for sure.
Right. So then, okay, so you went, you published, is that after you graduated, you took a break, you did the sailing, you wrote your book, the poems, and then what happened?
So I was sailing, finishing the book, so that took about 8 months, I think, of time while we were doing that, working kind of waitressing, cocktail waitressing, bars, sports bars. I lived in Vail, Colorado. So while I was applying for real jobs, I was snowboarding and having the time of my life. So, like, apply for 3 jobs a day, update the resume, finish the book, and snowboard.
You're those people I'm jealous of at the resorts who just like live on the slopes and they like work as waiters part time and then they teach.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
That's what I did.
So then what happened?
So then I landed a real job. Ski
season.
You know what? The timing wasn't bad though, because I got the full ski season in. April comes, I'm interviewing for one of these real jobs at Golf Channel, which was an awesome opportunity. Yeah. It was in programming. It was like kind of like one of those things where like the lane just like completely opens up and it's like, all right, I'm going to take it.
Nice.
And I ended up getting the job at Golf Channel. It was in programming. It like matched my resume perfectly.
Yeah.
And the team was awesome. I really liked everyone who I interviewed with at Golf Channel. And so then I packed my bags and I moved from Vail to Orlando and started off my professional career with Golf Channel.
Dang, you moved around a lot.
Yeah.
So then what happened? How did you get to Microsoft?
So Microsoft came as a result of, so after Golf Channel, I was in programming at Golf Channel, and then I went into production. So it was from like programming's like high level, production's like in the thick of it. You guys know, like, it's basically putting on everything that goes into a programming schedule. So went into production working for Comcast SportsNet Northwest. I loved Orlando and the Golf Channel, but I really wanted to live on the West Coast.
Okay.
And I have family out here, so I moved out 2 years after my first role with Golf Channel, moved out, and then I worked as a freelance producer for Comcast SportsNet Northwest. I was producing and hosting a show on Oregon State, mm-hmm. and then we did a bunch of Pac-12 work, and then on Oregon as well. So that was 2012, and for that year, I was freelancing not only just for Comcast SportsNet Northwest, but I was also working for Microsoft as a vendor, as a freelance.
How'd you get that gig?
Producer.
So
there was a College Connect. I went through our college. It's like Orange, Syracuse Orange Alumni Network. And there's like alumni meetups, right? And so there was an alumnus who was a Microsoft employee working for MSN, and he had a need for talent for MSN autos, because they would go to auto shows and they needed someone to be like reporting, but it wasn't a full-time gig, right? It was like somebody who could come in and just do the interviews mm-hmm. with the engineers, mm-hmm. and that's kind of how I got my start with Microsoft.
It's just so different, you know? You're going from sports to this tech.
Autos was a little bit like the sports cars we would talk about.
Yeah, so the thing with Microsoft is they have their fingers in all the honey jars, you know? We have everything, gaming, all that stuff. But still, sports is pretty far off. But So are you still happy? Like,
it's worked out, you know? Yeah. So that started it. But then I was still, like, that year, I was never in the same city for an entire week, for an entire year. So I wanted to be on the West Coast, but I wasn't living out here by any means. I was traveling all over. Like, the auto shows we went to were, like, in Detroit or Los Angeles. And I was doing production work for just a small production studio to just, you know, make ends meet. Because, like, when you're freelancing, you don't always have a consistent paycheck, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to figure out, like, where you can make your experience and what you want to do match, like, life and having an income and being able to live. So that was for a year. Then I lived in Tahoe. Made it back to a ski town, right? Like, got to snowboard again, but I was a TV host and producer there for a year. I hosted the Tahoe Today Show.
Okay,
which
cool.
was, like, really fun. We got to, like, say, hey, here's what the weather's going to be like today and this week, and here are activities you should go do.
Nice.
Check out these places while you're in town.
Okay, so you have some being on camera skills.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I did that for a year, and then I went back into consulting, started as like a blogger. I decided I wanted to settle down, like, after living so many places. I was like, I just want to, like, establish some roots somewhere, you know? And I had such a good experience working with Microsoft when I freelanced. I reached back out to see if there were any opportunities. And I found one blogging. And so I used some journalism skills, you know, like, as you go on, like, your journey, right? Like, you're picking up all these different skill sets.
Exactly.
Like, don't forget, like, don't take that for granted. All those skills matter, you know?
Yeah.
So I just pulled out the journalism skill set, and I started blogging, and then it led into some more consulting work, and then that led into an opportunity on my current role in content marketing.
Okay, so let's dive into this content marketing. Yeah. What would you say you do here? Like, every day on a daily basis, you're coming to work, what are you doing?
All right, let's say I pull out my Outlook calendar, and I just look at all the meetings I have and execute. So, it's a lot of communication, and there's a lot of bigger plans. So we're building up right now for TechNet Virtual Conference.
Yep, coming to you May 1st.
No, March.
March 1st to March 3rd.
March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, right?
This is like the IT Pro event of the, like, quarter.
Yeah.
So you have
trying to say year. Can we say year?
Okay, we're scratching the quarter of the year.
Yeah.
This one's coming up.
Yeah, and it's cool because our little team kind of came up with this idea, and our team has a very diverse set of skills, right? We have the IT pro guy, Dan, who came over from the UK. He's hosted events before that. But we also have social media experts on our team that are just really in the know about, like, what's supposed to pop. So we kind of have, we feel like the perfect storm to put on a really fun virtual event.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, you got Mary Jo Foley as a host.
We have Mary Jo Foley, exactly. We have you who, like, you can run the Channel 9 studios.
You won't see this beautiful face on it, but I will be helping produce it with you alongside. So that's really cool.
We'll both be behind the scenes
producing
it.
Yeah, we'll both be behind the scenes.
So that'll be cool.
So your job is, like, make events, help content, help, like, the U.S. get their, like, content out for the dev group, IT pros, and all of it, or
IT pros, students, developers, my role is to make sure people are learning about the technology, not make sure, but like get them interested in learning about it, and then to go on to consume what we're producing.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily just like our courses, like edX has some amazing courses, but at the end of the day, we want to show people we care about the technology that they're producing and like how we can help them get the skill set to go on and build really cool, exciting like pieces of technology. We actually, we got to do, I showed you this video on Ventana. We got to work with the CEO of Ventana, Ashley Crowder, and we were at a hackathon at USC, and she was putting her holograms on display. She had gone to USC. She had just graduated, you know, actually the same year as me. So she's going back to her alma mater and putting up holograms to kick off a hackathon. And I got to be part of that. So it's just like getting to do some fun things like that, where you're showing not only what, you know, what our technology can do, but you're showing the work of startups who are really taking our technology to the next level, right?
I was watching the clip and it was like, we built this in Azure, Visual Studio. It was just using, like, she listed like 20 things she was using. It was all Microsoft product. Like, wow, we have all those things you can do that with?
I'm like, I'm not in product marketing, right?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
She just said all of this.
She just said, we didn't put those words in her mouth. I was like, wow, I was so impressed that she's made all that happen.
Yeah.
So you, so it's still fun for you.
Like, totally.
It's just totally different than sports, but it's still like storytelling and creating content.
And I think no matter what, like my background, obviously, like I care deeply about sports. I always will. That'll never go away. But I think what you find at the end of the day is that wherever passion lives, like people here are super passionate about technology, and it's contagious, right? Like it gets you interested. Yeah. It gets you passionate about it. So while I'm not a technical person by any means, I don't have a technical background, I want to make them, like all of our technical evangelists in the field, I want to make them stars. I want to help them grow in their careers and help them be, because I do have the background in production and being on camera. I know what it takes. I want to be able to take those skills that I've learned and help them acquire those skills as well, so that they can not just be the technical person, but be the technical person that's also able to communicate how awesome what they do for this world is.
Exactly. The whole contagious thing. I mean, we've been here almost 5 years. Like, who thought we would be excited to do, like, screen capture recordings and live events at, like, IT Pro content? But it's still like, oh, my God, Mary Jo Foley's coming. Rick Claus is going to talk about this. We get excited, and it's like, what? Yeah. I never thought I'd be excited about the update on, like, Windows or something.
It is contagious. It's, like, a perfectly phrased. People are really passionate about what they do here.
Yeah. It's key. It's, like, as long as you can work with people who are passionate, then, and we can make content, we're happy.
It's also a super exciting time at Microsoft.
Yeah,
you know,
too.
You think about the release of Windows 10 and then HoloLens and what the future is going to look like.
It's totally different Microsoft.
I don't know what the old Microsoft was like. I hear about the old Microsoft from time to time, but I think a lot of people have said under Satya, it's like whole company has just like completely been revived.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome. I'm excited. I joined at the best time, and you did too.
Yeah. I'm about to hit my 1 year mark.
Yes. Coming up when? March?
March 16th.
Yeah, 1 year.
1 year.
And then it's going to become 5, and then 10, and then 20. Can't get rid of us.
You'll look back and talk about the good old days.
Yeah,
the good old days. I remember.
Cool.
Back in the day.
Any other words of advice on before we dive into our lightning round, to our list of questions?
That's true.
What's your word of advice for the younger generation trying to get into video production?
Video production.
Or like your background of content storytelling and... Should they be like, I like sports, I'm going to go this way. Or I like technology, so I'm going to go this way. Or should they just be like open to everything and anything?
I think being open is key. You never know what door is going to open and what's going to happen if you walk through it, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're not necessarily a technical person, like I'm not a technical person, but you see a cool opportunity, a lane opens up, take it. Just go for it and see what happens. If it feels right, it usually is right.
Nice. And how is it? I forgot. We're a show about girls. Forgot to talk about anything about you being a woman in tech. Like, how is that? Is it different than women in sports? Was that more?
You know what? I would say it's pretty similar.
Okay.
Because we're still a minority. Mm-hmm. And you still, like, sometimes you kind of get comments and you have to, like, just be like,
brush your shoulders up.
I don't know what that was supposed to mean, but, like, I'm going to let it go.
You have a little bit of thick skin.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And just know, like, yeah, you're you know, you're underrepresented, but that's where you add value.
Exactly.
So don't be afraid to say what you feel mm-hmm. and stand up for what you believe in.
So when you go to meetings, are you mostly like just a single female in the room or?
Well, in the marketing world, there's actually lots of females. Yeah. But I would say that with the technical evangelists that we represent, there are a few of them. So I try to create close relationships with mm-hmm. them and make sure that they're heard.
There's a lot of them coming.
Yeah, Livy came. She was awesome. Is Kat going to come in? Kat Harris is awesome. You need to get her.
She's got a long list of people we need to have on the show.
I've got a long list for you.
There's a big group out there that we're finally like showing them on camera and getting them famous.
They're so good at what they do.
Yeah, and they're very passionate. Like Livy was so excited about her AV show.
Virtual reality.
What was the name of her show? The AV/VR. Yeah, that's always throwing me off. It's like too many letters. All right, let's start our lightning round.
That's what it is.
There you go. She should have just done that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna help her.
We'll put in the keywords. Yeah. That's right. We'll rebrand it.
So we'll start with the lightning round. You want me to take the first few?
Kaylin can take the first few.
I'll take it. Okay, so these are just spur at the moment, first thing that comes to your head.
Okay.
So coffee or tea?
Oh, I was going to say coffee because I had coffee this morning, but I wish I was more of a tea person.
That works. I wish I was more of a tea person, too.
I do, too. I feel it's healthier. What do you spend money on that makes your life easier?
Ooh, car washes.
Yeah.
You need a lot of those.
Those are Amazon. Expensive, though.
I know, it's true.
Where do you wash it yourself or you have some machine?
No, I just go through the car wash.
Why does it make your life easier? You just like to look.
I like to look at it when I go through. It just like makes me happy.
Yeah, that's awesome. Simple things.
It is true. It's like it's frequent because it rains so much here.
It does rain a lot here.
Car washes frequently.
And I go to the mountains a lot because I like to snowboard and ski. So in the winter, that like comes to mind immediately because I like get down from the mountain. I'm like, how did my car get so messy? I have a white car, right?
Oh,
so it's like super dirty. Yeah. It shows like all
how
of the
often
dirt.
Do you go to the mountains in the wintertime?
I haven't been much this year, honestly. But every time I go, or like even I guess the rain, like you were saying here, but I mean, when I lived in Tahoe, I got 50 ski days in.
Oh man.
I have 2 this year.
Oh.
So I'm lagging.
Microsoft's taking priority over your boarding life, but it's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, we'll find a balance next year.
Yeah.
What is the first thing you do in the mornings before you head to work?
Brush my teeth.
After that, like, do you do anything that gets you ready for the work? Like, do you answer emails immediately?
But right when I get to work, what's the first thing
you
do?
Well, like, I don't know. Like, I like to, what I like to do is I open up my emails and just see what I have going on for the day. And then I commute in. So I'm mentally ready to handle what's going on.
Well, it's definitely the Outlook calendar. I mean, I just got to verify everything
I
think is going on.
You roll out of bed and you're like,
let's check the calendar. Oh, what do we have? Oh, it's so bright. Why?
Why am I doing this to myself? Let me deal with this later. Yeah. I don't know. Working out, anything like that?
So I just ran a marathon 2 weeks ago. So I was in a running routine in the morning. It was dark because it's winter right now.
How many miles were you running a day?
So it wasn't every day. I trained 2 days a week because I had 4 knee surgeries in college. I told you I spent time in the training room, right? So yeah, I was running 2 days a week, but I would do more of distance runs.
Okay.
So the longest distance run I did before was 18 miles.
That's amazing.
Oh my God.
That happened.
That happened.
That
did real.
Happen.
I don't believe her.
It did.
You gotta show me like on your
I don't have my
GPS
phone in my pocket.
Something.
I'll show you,
I don't believe it. That's crazy.
That's
can you run 18 miles if your life depended on it in one
you could.
Time? I don't think
I know
could.
If I could. If there was like a deadline or like a a time limit, no. But
if I had a long time
to do it.
That sounds
That's amazing.
Crazy.
That
is, you can do it.
Like doing it in the dark too. Cause it does
How did you get up in the morning to do that?
I'd like run up to Capitol Hill, meet a friend. We'd run around for a while.
Yeah, friends help.
Then I'd run. Friends definitely help. And then good playlist. Have a good playlist.
Oh, yeah.
But there's no set routine. It's not the same thing every morning.
Yeah.
And I definitely like need to mix it up.
Cool.
Well, that leads into the next question. Like, what do you listen to music when you work? And if so, like, what kind of music do you listen to?
Ooh, actually, when I work, I don't listen to music all the time. Sometimes it depends on what I'm doing, right? But for me, when I'm working, it's like, if I'm for instance, giving feedback on a video, like I'm very focused on exactly what I'm doing. Mm-hmm.
I think it's hard for us because we work in video, we need to hear the dialogue.
Right, yeah. But I do listen to music for sure when I'm working out or like I love like in the car. All like that's mm-hmm. my like music time. But when I'm working, I usually have to kind of focus exactly on what I'm doing.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Do you have any artists that you're listening to right now? Like when you're working out?
Oh my gosh, my playlist is so funny right now. I have Disney songs on my playlist. Like I'm no not shame. Even kidding. Yeah, no shame. Disney songs. I have songs from like the 80s and the 90s.
Oh wow.
And then I have some like love songs on there. I have some reggae on there. It's all like feel good music for me.
Cool.
I don't know. When I'm working out, it's just like I like the like. I don't care if it's slow. I just want to be happy.
Are you ever embarrassed? Like you're, it's gonna unplug and the speakers, it's gonna be loud and someone's gonna hear what you're listening
like
to.
Like a whole new.
That's my biggest fear. Like I'm on like the bus and I'm listening and I'm like it's like gangster rap and I was like I don't want it to unplug and people judge me on what I like to listen to.
No, they would expect you to listen to
exactly,
gangsta rap.
Exactly, right? I look like someone who listens to gangsta rap, don't I?
Do I look like someone who would listen to Disney songs? Maybe.
Yeah.
I get accused of being a, like, Bieber believer.
I love Justin
His new
Bieber.
Music's pretty good, but I didn't have any of his songs on my playlist. Like, people at work didn't believe me, and I was just like,
I'm a believer.
I guess I'm a believer now, but, like, I didn't have any Justin Bieber songs on. They're like, you're a totally Justin Bieber person.
I used to be, like, the cool hip, listening to, like, unknown bands, indie rock, like, that stuff, and I got over it when I got older.
Yeah.
It's like, whatever makes you feel happy. I just want to listen to stuff that makes me feel cool and happy now.
Yeah, you should never feel ashamed about, like, the stuff you like.
Oh, get out of here. Come on. You're not embarrassed about some of the music you like?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. But I'm just saying that outwardly. Like, you stay proud.
Yeah.
What is your favorite app?
My favorite app? Probably Waze, unfortunately. Yeah. I shouldn't be calling that one out, but because it gets me where I need to go and helps me dodge traffic.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
It's one that I use frequently. Spotify is another one.
I use that a lot.
Following the music theme.
Yeah. Instagram, anything like that?
Oh, yeah, I like Instagram for sure. I haven't been on Instagram recently, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
I don't like
that you take like a picture and you crop it into 4x3 and put filters and hashtags. I like high-def pics, you know, like a good big screen. That's what I put it all. I put my pictures
so
on Facebook.
So what app do you use?
I use Facebook. Yeah. I'm like a granny. Like, none of my friends use Facebook anymore. They're all on Snapchat and Instagram. I'm like the last one.
But you're like, the quality just
isn't
there.
Yeah, I was like, the quality isn't there.
It's true.
Some people post some pretty awesome pictures on Instagram.
Yeah, they do. They do. There is some good stuff, but not for my friends.
I know some of your posts are very ironic on Instagram, which is really funny.
I do hashtag. Like, I literally
But you can't do
I do a hashtag, and then I write hashtag.
But you know if you hashtag the same thing twice, it doesn't work.
What do you mean?
You can only hashtag it once.
What do you mean, like, if you put, like...
Not if you put the pound sign, hashtag, and then... But if you were to do that two times in a row, the second time wouldn't populate.
I need a social media person to help me. Kaylin's always helping me with stuff like that. I'm really bad at, like...
We've got some experts here at Microsoft.
I'm so bad at the social media stuff.
Oh, this is... Interesting. There's a code question. So favorite language to code.
Oh, that probably wouldn't apply. But if you know any code.
So, you know, I've taken the absolute beginner's course for C sharp.
There you go.
But I don't know that I have a favorite language because I don't know multiple languages.
Yeah.
It's C sharp.
It's got to be C sharp.
I did an intro course in C sharp.
Yeah. I did an HTML5 intro course too. But, I mean, that's for website design.
Yeah, it's fine. That can count too. I do like HTML5. It's easiest.
Yeah. Do you want to take the rest?
Oh, is it me now? Oh, what's the most useless gadget you bought? That you just bought?
Well, the one that
touched?
Came to mind, I'm not going to say.
Is it this?
Because.
I love it! I hope someone else loves it as much as
it's me. It's not waterproof.
Oh, man, they really need to work on that. Oh, if I could swim with this or something, that'd be awesome.
Right?
You used to swim, right?
Yeah, I was a swimmer in high school.
Useless.
Slowest one in the group. Proud of that.
No big deal.
They had to, like,
No big deal.
Yeah, no big deal.
They gave me my own lane. It wasn't, like, it was a big deal.
I slowed down the whole class. I was only in varsity because I was a senior. They were like, you can't be in JV Golnaz. You got to go to varsity. But I was, like, the worst. Okay. What's a product you would want to work on? It doesn't have to be Microsoft, but like.
But HoloLens is Microsoft.
Okay, yeah, that's
totally a product I'd want to work on.
Okay, what would
holograms in general are super cool.
That
like
is cool.
I was telling you about
like
Ashley.
The future of video.
Yeah.
Holograms.
Well, and so the applications are endless. Like, first of all, like with learning and learning how, like if you're a kid in school and you want to learn how to do math. Instead of adding up 1 + 1 on paper, you can take one hologram and another hologram, put them together, and then you see you have two holograms together.
Yeah.
You know, like things like that I think are fascinating.
I'm thinking like Skype calls. And it'd be just like Star Wars and they come in. And
it would be like
that. Oh man, that'd be so cool.
Or like if you think about when you go shopping, you have all the mannequins. What if those were all holograms?
Yeah.
Or like you go to the movies and you have the cutout. What if that's a hologram?
Yeah.
And it's like moving around, you know, like Johnny Depp, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Dude, that's
like,
the future, that's man. Amazing. That's the new like media advertising video stuff.
That's
we gotta get
cool.
in that world. Okay.
Holograms.
Holograms. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Easy. What's your advice for the younger generation to get into tech? Kind of different than the previous question I asked of how to get into video production.
Yeah.
How do you get into the tech world?
Study technical. Go into computer science. Yeah. Learn languages. Go into engineering because there's a ton of engineering.
But there's so many roles that aren't engineering.
Yeah, there are.
Marketing,
if
communication.
You, like, then know your skill set, I guess, is the right answer. Like, know what you're good at and see if you're passionate about technology or you have an interest in getting a message out to people. Whatever it is that you can hone your skills around, you can find a job in tech doing that.
I think so, too. There's so many jobs.
Pick a lane.
Pick a lane. What's your biggest online time waster?
Facebook.
Yep.
Facebook. Guilty.
What was your first success? I don't know if this, what's your first success in the tech world? Like, what's the most proudest video, I guess, you made so far?
Okay, so when I came in, it was in, like, March of last year, and the first video I assembled, it was an MVA course, Best of Build. And I was like, we don't have a best of course, what? Like, this is this awesome conference, announcements are made, there's so many demos. Why can't we just take the best of it and make it into a course? So that was my first, like, right out of the gate, like, this is what I'm going to do at Microsoft.
How long did it take for that project to execute? Was it, like, a month?
No, it was, like, 3 weeks. Nice. It was fast.
Okay, cool. So right when Build happened, you, like, got that
Build out. Happened. My manager at the time was super supportive, and then my skip level, her manager, was like, here's what, she had actually attended Build, and she was like, here's what I think are the best courses. Mm-hmm. She highlighted them. So I went through those videos, and I was like, oh, this one's good. This one's good. These ones go together.
Were you in them, or were you, like, your This Week on MVA kind of stuff?
No, but we promoted it that way.
Okay, cool.
For sure.
Nice.
So we put together some promotional materials around it and then shipped it. It was, like, packaged, shipped, and then it became one of the most viewed courses on MVA for that quarter. So Q4 last year, I was like,
That's a great success.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, this one's opposite of that. What's a problem you worked on that was really hard?
So we've had some challenges with reporting and getting the right analytics because we really want to know, like, what kind of an impact we're making consistently, especially like in marketing. It's really hard to get analytics right away.
Yeah.
And to find out, okay, we just put this video in market, how are we doing?
Yep.
And we're still working through that because the technology is there, the capabilities are there. We're just like getting through the, like, how do we make it happen a little bit faster? Like 3 to 5 days is good, but we're more like 5 to 7 days right now. So can we make it 3 to 5?
Or make it like an hour.
Yeah, actually that just dropped. Let's see how many
Facebook likes, how many views, how many downloads. Yeah. I mean, I think data engineers have a career for the longest time. People
definitely
can deal with analytics and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like,
do you want to get into tech? Get into data.
Data
science
huge.
For sure.
Yeah, that's cool.
We all want to make data-backed decisions, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, we have a number to put behind
all
the work
we're exactly. doing. That's like the number one thing managers look for, VPs want. It's like, did this do well and how do you prove that?
Yeah, quantify it.
Mm-hmm.
And like data visualization too, because you can make like data look so stunning and beautiful.
People
and
love them graphs.
Yeah.
Get real good at Excel.
It's true. Power
all right.
pivots.
Any last words?
Last words. Now I'll let you take the last
words. Oh yeah, I'll let Caitlin take the last words. But it was great having you on.
Oh, thanks.
Now we're like, you don't know Crystal Thune?
Tooney,
you send this video link and we can know all about her.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
Totally.
Caitlin, take it away.
Thank you so much, Crystal, for joining us. It's awesome talking with you. And like Crystal said, be passionate about what you do and don't be a normal fool and just follow your intuition and you'll make for a great work experience. Thank you so much for watching and we'll see you next time.